So would you date someone who completely cut ties with their parents and siblings? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, first, I must say I'm a big fan. I've been a faithful listener for longer than you probably want to know. Ha ha.
All right. Well, that's cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think I need the collective brain power, though, of your listeners for something I've been thinking about. I've been getting to know this guy. Everything's felt really easy and promising until one conversation left me unsure of what to think. I asked him about his family, just normal getting to know you stuff, and he gave me the most bare bones details possible.
Yeah.
Then he casually mentioned that he cut ties with all of them a while ago and doesn't keep in contact at all.
Oh, wow.
I didn't push, but now I'm wondering what this says. Is this just one of those complicated life story things, or is it a blinking neon red flag that I should pay attention to?
Interesting.
What would you think if someone you're dating had chosen to completely step away from their family? Quote, call me Cynthia.
Yeah, I think we need to know more about the family. Because if this person is normal, like, seems normal, then maybe it's just a complicated thing with their family.
Well, there are reasons sometimes why someone needs to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So I wouldn't necessarily penalize him yet.
But we do need to know why. Like, I feel like he needs to be more forthcoming about why he feels like he needs to do that, recognizing that not most people, I think, don't completely cut ties with their family.
Yeah, Jacqueline says on text, I need more context. Yeah. Some families are 100% toxic and should be cut off.
Yes.
Says, I have a good friend who cut off her entire family. They're narcissistic and exhibit controlling, manipulative, and dangerous behaviors. And she is married. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So like that. Okay. I get it if it's like that.
Correct. Yes. There are definitely reasons, circumstances where that's probably necessary, but I feel like he needs to share those reasons so that you can understand a little bit more about his background.
Yeah.
That helps
yeah.
you understand who they are, where they come from, all the things.
All right. Have you dealt with this? How did you deal with it? 502-795-1997. You can
and really how do you probe?
Right.
How do you probe to get those answers without making him feel like attacked and want to retreat?
Yeah. So about this whole family thing.
Tell me more about
that. Here, have another drink of wine. send us a voice note or text or call 502-795-1997. We'd love to hear some of your stories about how you dealt with this situation on the way. So Call Me Cynthia is in a relationship with a person who has casually just bare bones just sort of like said, hey, I cut ties with all of my family a while ago. I don't keep in contact with them. It's 99.7 DJX.
She's wondering, is this a glaring red flag? Like, why? That's kind of an unusual thing.
Yeah, yeah. We got a voice note from a listener.
Not every single one of us grew up in a happy home, and sometimes it's for our own safety that we walk away from our family.
Mm.
I dated someone for 2 years that had cut off his family, and when he passed away, they showed back up, and it became very apparent. Why?
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Yeah. Angela on Facebook is kind of saying something similar. Sometimes people have to step away from family. Not all family's healthy for you. And sometimes it's not easy to talk about. I think if you have any unsettled feelings regarding his answer or response, talk to him about those feelings and what's concerning you. Communicate and be honest. Relationships are a lot easier to navigate when there's clear communication. But I understand why you feel like it could be a red flag. Just be aware. Take it slow. Some of us walk away from family to choose our own peace.
Mm. You know, it's funny because initially I was kind of thinking, oh, that's kind of like a red flag maybe.
Right.
You know, just kind of thinking to myself. But the more and more stories I hear from people who've been through it, the more it's like, well, let's not judge them yet and let's figure out and understand that maybe he had a good reason for doing it.
Yep. Amber said, it would clearly cause me to question things, too. There are many factors that this could be a reason for. They may have decided themselves to cut ties due to toxicity, or they may have been cut off due to their own toxic behaviors and burned all the bridges. I've seen both situations.
Oh, wow.
I can tell you that if it's the latter, they're not going to admit that to anyone because they don't believe it themselves. The fact remains, though, that there isn't anyone who can corroborate the true reason other than them. So you either ask for clarity and reasoning, because in my opinion, you deserve that, and you decide to believe it or not when they explain.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's a good step forward is, you know, when the timing is right, kind of bringing it back up and going, hey, can you elaborate a little bit more on that? Because, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that. And maybe, Cynthia, you know, call to your own relationship with your family and your siblings and say, you know, this is foreign to me. Because
family's big in my life.
Right, right.
So help me understand.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you take it from that approach in a help me to understand and not a why don't you like your family?
Right, yes. Don't come out, you know, guns blazing and be accusatory about it. Audra on Facebook says, as someone whose husband keeps his family at arm's length for good reason, give him the benefit of the doubt that he made this decision for himself and you don't know the details. I tried and tried with my husband and his family because I come from a big, close family. But after years, I accepted what it was and I leave any contact with them up to him.
Yeah.
Continue your relationship with him. See how it goes. Family will come later. And if not, the reason will.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe time will.
Time will
unveil,
reveal itself.
All the reasons why.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. You know, continue to get to know your person. You know, this seems like it's a relatively new relationship.
It could be just a, you know, layers. You need to figure it all out in layers and until he feels maybe more comfortable that he feels like he can
reveal
tell
that.
You more about it.
Yeah. And think of it more like layers, not like an onion, but like a cake.
Oh, tasty. Something not that's going to make you cry, but tasty.
Yes, exactly. All right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.